Welcome to the Lose Weight, Live Life podcast. If you're someone who would do anything to lose weight, yet finds it impossible to stick to a diet, to eat less, or just what you think you should, this podcast is for you. I am your host, certified life and weight mindset coach, Claire McKenzie. Listen in to learn how to stop overeating, lose weight for the last time, and create a relationship with food and yourself that you love, all without diet deprivation and self-sabotage. Hi everyone, and a very warm welcome to the Lose Weight, Live Life podcast, episode number 158, Mindful Eating. On this episode, we're exploring techniques for mindful eating to help you understand your hunger cues and enjoy your meals without overeating. But before we start, let's consider, what is mindful eating? So mindful eating is a practice that encourages you to be fully present during your meals, engaging all your senses to experience the process of eating and drinking. It's about noticing the colours, smells, textures and flavours of your food, listening to your body's hunger cues and eating slowly without distraction. By embracing mindful eating, you can transform your relationship with food from one that may be very much kind of eating on autopilot without really noticing what or how much you're consuming, to a more intentional and enriching experience that also supports your well-being and weight loss. So if you consider it's about both enjoying your meals more and managing your weight more effectively and eating in a more nourishing way, it really is a win-win. When you eat mindfully, you're more likely to recognize your body's signals for fullness and stop eating when you're satisfied rather than when your plate is empty. And this natural regulation of appetite can help prevent overeating and support your weight management goals. Moreover, mindful eating can significantly improve your digestion. So eating slowly and chewing thoroughly gives your digestive system the time and preparation it needs to digest food efficiently, reducing symptoms like bloating and indigestion. But perhaps the most profound benefit of mindful eating is how it enhances your overall eating experience. So it's about turning each meal into a positive experience rather than just a routine part of your day and getting another job you need to get done out of the way, or eating to numb all the things because it's the only way you know how to relax, or it's the way that you relax on default. By paying close attention to the process of eating, you're likely to find more satisfaction and appreciation for yourself as well. Incorporating mindful eating into your life isn't just about changing how you eat, it's about changing how you live. So it encourages a more harmonious relationship with food, your body, the world around you, others you eat with, all of the things, leading to improved well-being, both physically and emotionally. So let's start with looking at the distinction between physical hunger and emotional hunger, because it's crucial for developing a healthy relationship with food and yourself, whilst also helping you manage your weight and well-being. So physical hunger is your body's biological cue signaling the need for nourishment. It's characterized by physiological sensations such as a growling stomach, energy depletion, feelings of emptiness or lightheadedness. These signals are your body's natural way of telling you it's time to refuel. On the other hand, emotional hunger originates not from the body's need for energy, but from a desire to satisfy emotional needs through eating. This type of hunger can be triggered by a range of emotions from stress, boredom, sadness, loneliness, or anxiety. It can also be triggered by positive emotions as well, whether it's leading you to seek comfort or joy in the form of food. Recognizing the body's signals for true hunger starts with tuning into your physical sensations and distinguishing them from your emotional triggers. Physical hunger tends to build gradually and it can be satisfied with various types of food. It's not about wanting a specific taste or texture. You'll notice that when you eat in response to physical hunger, you're more likely to stop eating when you're full because your body has received the nourishment it needs. In contrast, emotional hunger often comes on suddenly and kind of urges you to eat specific foods, which are often high in sugar and fat and salt, or they might be drinks that include alcohol. So eating in response to emotional hunger doesn't lead to a feeling of satisfaction. You might keep eating even when you're physically full because the food isn't addressing the underlying emotional need. So start increasing your awareness and understanding of your own hunger. Begin by pausing when you feel the urge to eat. Ask yourself whether the hunger is physical or emotional. Think about how long it's been since your last meal and whether there are any physical signs of hunger. If you suspect the hunger is emotional, see if you can identify what the emotion or feeling is. We spend a lot of time on this in the Lose Weight, Live Life Academy because most of us have very little awareness of our feelings and emotions. So know that if this doesn't feel easy to begin with, nothing has gone wrong, keep on being curious and gentle with yourself. Once you have a better understanding of the feelings and emotions that you want to eat in response to, you can start to explore how you might meet those emotional needs in non-food ways. So for example, if you're in need of comfort, maybe talk to a friend. If you're seeking a treat, maybe you can treat yourself with time doing a hobby that you love. If you're stressed, maybe practicing relaxation techniques like breathing or meditation would help. This isn't to say that turning to food for comfort is inherently wrong, but it becomes problematic when it's your primary or only coping mechanism for emotions. Furthermore, cultivating mindfulness around your eating habits can enhance your ability to distinguish between physical and emotional hunger. Mindful eating encourages you to eat slowly, savoring each bite, and paying attention to how your food makes you feel. This practice can help you become more attuned to your body's hunger and fullness signals, making it easier to recognize and honor your true physical needs. In essence, it's about understanding and distinguishing between physical hunger and emotional hunger, being a journey of self-awareness. It involves listening closely to your body, recognizing those emotional triggers, and finding healthy ways to meet your emotional needs without relying solely on food. And by developing this awareness, you will create a more balanced and nourishing relationship with food that supports both your physical and emotional well-being. Mindfulness can also be a powerful tool in helping you recognize when you're satiated, so when you're full. It's about tuning into your body's fullness signals. In the hustle of daily life, it's easy to lose touch of these signals, leading to overeating. And when this has become your norm, chances are you're overeating without even noticing. By practicing mindfulness, you can relearn to listen to your body, preventing overeating and supporting weight loss or weight management. When you eat mindfully, you slow down the eating process and pay close attention to each bite. At this deliberate pace allows you to notice the changing sensations in your body as you gradually move from feeling hungry to feeling satisfied. Mindfulness also encourages you to check in with your hunger levels before, during, and after eating, helping you to identify the point at which you feel comfortably full, but not overstuffed. And this awareness is crucial because your body sends signals of having had enough to eat that are really easy to overlook, especially if you're distracted or eating too quickly. So these signals, such as a feeling of fullness in your stomach, or maybe a decrease in the taste satisfaction from your food, or maybe it's you noticing a kind of natural pause in your eating. Maybe you take a deep breath. Maybe you lean back from the table a little bit. All of these indicate that it's a time to stop eating. However, these cues can take about 20 minutes to register in your brain, which is why eating slowly and without distraction is so important. By embracing mindfulness during meals, you give yourself the opportunity to respond to these signals appropriately. This means stopping when you're satisfied rather than waiting until you're feeling uncomfortably full. And over time, this practice will help you adjust your portion sizes naturally, reducing instances of overeating and supporting you managing your weight. If you're wanting to fully embrace mindful eating, starting with the foundation of understanding and intention is going to be critical. So mindful eating is not just about the act of eating, it's also about transforming your entire approach to food and meals into a conscious and deliberate practice. This might look like beginning with slowing down, preparing yourself mentally and emotionally before each meal. For example, by taking a moment to breathe deeply and center your thoughts. It will also be helpful to acknowledge any distractions or worries and just kind of set them aside and make space for yourself to fully engage with the experience of eating. Visualize your meal. Think about the ingredients. Appreciate where they've come from. And if it's a meal you've lovingly prepared and cooked, appreciate yourself for doing that too. Then, as you begin to eat, focus on each bite with curiosity and non-judgment. Notice the textures, notice the flavours, notice the sensations in your mouth. How does the food feel against your tongue? What flavours stand out? Chew slowly. Allow yourself to explore each bite. Appreciate what you might normally have overlooked. Throughout the meal, regularly pause to assess your hunger and fullness levels. In these moments, pausing is vital. They give you the space to listen to your body's signals. And at the same time, you can be asking yourself questions such as, am I still hungry? Or am I eating out of habit? Is this food still satisfying? Or am I just trying to finish what's on my plate? Questions like these will help you make mindful decisions about how much and what to eat. Mindful eating also involves instead extending mindfulness to how you choose and prepare your food. Engaging fully in the process of cooking, from selecting ingredients to savouring the smells and sounds of the kitchen, can enhance your appreciation and enjoyment of meals. And if all of this seems like a lot, just focus on one element of what's being suggested here at a time. Do I mindfully prepare my food in the way that I describe here? No, I don't. This, for me at least, for right now, is a vision that comes with a little bit of perfectionist fantasies. But I am conscious of preparing food with care and love for those I will be serving it to, including myself, most of the time. And I do think that mine and my family's enjoyment of the food reflects where the preparation for a particular meal resided on that kind of scale of, you know, going from preparing with care and attention to preparing in a manner that is more about getting it done as quickly as possible. I do see that it makes a difference. It doesn't mean I always do it, but I can see the difference that it makes. Remember, mindful eating is a skill that develops over time. So it benefits from patience and practice and compassion, especially towards yourself. Celebrate when you are successful with the practice and learn from any experiences that challenge you. And when you stick with it, mindful eating can become a natural part of your daily routine and enrich your life and improve your relationship with food. I also want to take a moment to explore your eating environment. So your environment plays a significant role in shaping your eating habits, often in ways you might not consciously realise. So a cluttered or chaotic dining space can lead to rushed or mindless eating, while a calm, inviting environment can facilitate mindful eating. Creating a space dedicated to enjoying your meals can significantly enhance your ability to eat mindfully. This might mean decluttering that dining area, using pleasant tableware, or simply ensuring that your eating space is clean and welcoming. You might want to consider the lighting, the ambiance. Soft, natural light can create a peaceful environment that encourages you to slow down and savour your meal. Similarly, a comfortable eating arrangement can make meals more enjoyable and relaxing. The goal is to create an environment that supports your intention to be present and mindful during meals. This is something that I do fully embrace. I love going the extra mile when it comes to laying the table and making it look pretty. We also always have a tablecloth, which is something I know might be a little bit extra, but it's something that I really love. I also always try to, not always, have fresh flowers on the table. And I also have a bit of a crockery habit as well. So I really love pretty mugs and plates and all the things. Also, notice that the company you keep during meals can influence your eating habits. Dining with others who are rushed or distracted can make it challenging to maintain your focus on mindful eating. Also notice whether you're engaging in meaningful conversation that complements the dining experience, or are you engaging in conversation that is distracting from it? Stressful conversations, for example. Are you setting the example of creating a shared atmosphere of awareness and appreciation for the meal? The presentation of your food is another aspect that you might want to think about. Taking time to arrange your food attractively on the plate can make the act of eating more enjoyable and engaging. The visual appeal of your meal can stimulate your senses and encourage you to eat more mindfully, appreciating the beauty and effort that went into its preparation. So, do you notice the difference between how you eat a beautifully presented meal at a restaurant versus one that's maybe quickly plonked on your plate, whether that's at another restaurant or at home? Noticing my own habits, this is not something that comes naturally to me. I love the idea of presenting Instagram-worthy meals with my perfectionist hat on, but in practice, by the time the food is kind of ready to be served on the plate, I often cannot quite muster the energy for that beautiful presentation. Also be aware of how much attention you pay to where your food originates. Do you know the source of your ingredients? Consider whether they are locally sourced or locally grown or organically sourced or sustainably sourced. Knowing all of this can deepen your connection and your appreciation to your food. Adjusting your eating environment to support mindful eating doesn't require drastic changes. Simple adjustments such as sitting down at the table with your family at least as often as possible can make a difference. With my son at university and him also spending lots of time with his girlfriend and friends when he's home, as well as my daughter having lots on, and also with me often having coaches and classes in the Lose Weight Live Life Academy in the evening, it seems like sitting down together as a family has become so rare. But what we do now is it's kind of like an important thing, to the point where my kids even call it family dinner and look forward to it. That prompts me to also appreciate these meals that are getting more and more infrequent and make an extra effort for them, so that it's not just about feeding the family, but it's about creating food that feels a little bit special alongside an emphasis on connection and fun and pleasure. I also encourage turning off electronic devices during meals, although I am probably the worst offender in my family for that. I also encourage choosing music that adds to the experience. That is also something that I love to do. Know that by taking control of your eating environment and making it conducive to mindfulness, as well as enjoyment and appreciation, you are empowering yourself to build healthier, more conscious eating habits. Okay, another thing to consider is maybe mindful selection of foods. Now, this isn't about strict diets or depriving yourself of the foods you love. Far from it. It's about making choices that honour your body's nutritional needs and your desire for enjoyable, satisfying meals. Mindful eating invites you to focus on the quality of the foods you select rather than merely the quantity, creating a balance that nourishes your body whilst also at the same time delighting your taste buds. Choosing foods that nourish your body is a fundamental act of self-care. It may look like prioritizing fresh whole foods that provide the vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients essential for good health. Think vibrant fruits and vegetables, lean proteins, whole grains, healthy fats, nuts and seeds. These are the types of foods that fuel your body efficiently, supporting optimal function and well-being. When you select these nourishing foods, you're making a conscious decision to treat your body with respect and give it what it needs to thrive. But mindful eating also acknowledges that nourishment isn't just about physical health. It's about pleasure and satisfaction too. Enjoying your food is an essential part of a healthy relationship with eating. So be sure you're selecting foods that satisfy your taste buds and allow yourself to enjoy a variety of flavours, textures and aromas. You may have heard me say before that all humans are emotional eaters. It's when our emotional eating is out of balance that we're going to want to think about changes we may want to make. Emotional eating is a common challenge where you might find yourself turning to food for comfort, stress relief, or as a way to suppress or soothe negative emotions like sadness, loneliness, boredom, or frustration. While it can provide a temporary sense of relief or pleasure, emotional eating often leads to feelings of guilt, shame, and physical discomfort, and it doesn't address the underlying emotional issues. Mindfulness can be a powerful strategy to help you manage emotions more healthily and break the cycle of emotional eating. The first step is in addressing emotional eating is to become aware of your triggers. Mindfulness encourages you to tune into your feelings and thoughts without judgment. When you feel the urge to eat outside of physical hunger, take a moment to pause and reflect. Ask yourself what's really going on. Are you really hungry or are you feeling stressed, bored, lonely or upset? Again, recognizing these triggers is a crucial step in developing healthier coping mechanisms. Once you're aware of your emotional eating triggers, incorporate mindfulness practices into your daily routine to increase your resilience against these triggers. Techniques such as deep breathing, meditation, and yoga can help you stay centered and calm, making it easier to deal with emotions without turning to food. Even a few minutes of mindfulness practice each day can significantly impact your ability to manage stress and emotions. And creating an environment that supports mindful eating can help you distinguish between emotional hunger and physical hunger. Before eating, take a few deep breaths, sit down at a table, and eliminate distractions like TV or smartphones. This setting encourages you to focus on your meal and be present with your food, helping you enjoy the eating experience and recognizing when you're physically satisfied. Identify activities that can help you cope with your emotions without involving food. This could be anything that brings you joy or relaxation, such as taking a walk, reading a book, engaging in a hobby, or calling a friend, as we just said earlier. The idea is to find alternatives that address your emotional needs in a more effective and healthier way than eating can. And be kind to yourself. Emotional eating is a common response to stress and difficult emotions. Recognize that you're doing the best you can with the tools you have. If you do turn to food for comfort, avoid self-criticism. Reflect on the experience with compassion and curiosity instead. Ask yourself, what can it teach you about your needs and how you can better meet them next time? Keeping a journal can be a powerful mindfulness tool too. Write down what you eat, how you're feeling before and after eating, and any thoughts that come up for you. This can help you identify patterns in your emotional eating and increase your awareness of the connection between your emotions and food. And remember, changing deeply rooted behaviours takes time. Each step you take towards recognising and managing emotional eating is a little victory. I really appreciate how challenging it can be to adopt a mindful eating approach to eating and your relationship with food. Embracing mindful eating in a world that often prioritises speed and efficiency over presence and enjoyment can present lots of challenges. One of the most pervasive obstacles you might face is the fast-paced lifestyle that characterises how we live today. With packed schedules from morning to night, finding the time to sit down and savour a meal can seem like a luxury you just can't afford. But this hustle culture often forces meals into the background of other activities, turning eating into a multitasking endeavour rather than a standalone activity that deserves full attention. And this can contribute to you being less healthy emotionally and physically, and also lead to weight gain. Additionally, social pressures from dining out with friends who may not share your approach to mindfulness, from family gatherings where the pace and style of eating are also set by others, can make it difficult as well. So to navigate this fast-paced lifestyle, start by identifying small pockets of time in your day that can be dedicated to mindful eating, even if it's just one meal a day or a few meals a week. Setting aside this time can create a foundation on which you can build. Consider waking up a few minutes earlier to enjoy a mindful breakfast or spend a few moments with your lunch away from your work desk. It's about quality over quantity. Even a single mindful meal each day can make a difference. And in these moments, try to create a ritual around your meal to signal to yourself that this is a special time. This could involve setting the table, even if you're dining alone, using your favourite dishes, or simply taking a few deep breaths before you begin eating to centre yourself. And it could also be about cultivating gratitude for the food in front of you. Any of these small acts can help transition your mind from the chaos of the day to the calm of the meal, making it easier to focus on the present moment. And when it comes to overcoming social pressures, communication and self-confidence are key. It's helpful to remember that your commitment to mindful eating is a personal choice that benefits your well-being. Sharing your intentions with friends and family can help you navigate social dining situations more easily, as well as inspire others to be more present in their eating experiences. Also, when dining out, you can suggest restaurants that offer a calm atmosphere conducive to mindful eating, or maybe propose sharing meals to focus more on the experience and less on the quantity of food. Another challenge is the internal battle you might face with ingrained habits of distracted or emotional eating. Changing these patterns requires patience and persistence. One strategy is to gently remind yourself of your intentions to eat mindfully before each meal, reinforcing the importance of the practice to your overall well-being. And when you do find yourself slipping into old habits, approach those moments with compassion, not criticism. Ultimately, overcoming challenges to mindful eating is about finding balance and flexibility. It's about understanding that while not every meal will be a perfect example of mindfulness, each attempt is a step forward to a more intentional and gratifying relationship with food. Know that one of the most profound long-term benefits of mindful eating is the development of a deep, intuitive connection with your body. Through the practice of paying attention to your hunger and fullness cues, you will learn to trust your body's wisdom, which will lead to a more harmonious relationship with food. And this connection can help liberate you from cycles of dieting and the guilt often associated with eating. It can support fostering a sense of peace around food choices and consumption. And as you become more attuned to your body's needs, you might find that you naturally gravitate towards foods that nourish and satisfy you physically and emotionally. This shift can significantly enhance your overall health, potentially leading to stable weight, improved digestion, and increased energy levels. Moreover, mindful eating can profoundly impact your emotional well-being. By breaking the habit of turning to food in response to stress, boredom, or other emotions, you open the door to more effective coping mechanisms. This can lead to improved emotional regulation and a reduction in stress-related eating, contributing to a more balanced and content state of mind. By reducing mindless snacking and eating with intention, you may notice improved concentration and a decrease in the mental fog that can accompany erratic eating habits. And the practice of mindfulness itself, cultivated through mindful eating, can extend into other areas of your life and enhance your capacity for presence, gratitude, and joy in everyday moments. Okay, that, everyone, is what I wanted to talk to you about today. I would love to hear what you think about mindful eating. So do reach out and share in the Lose Weight, Live Life Facebook community at www.facebook.com/groups/loseweightlivelife. All right, have a great week, everyone. If you enjoyed listening to this podcast and are ready to live a more intentional life, lose weight as a part of that journey, and create a relationship with food and yourself that you love, then I would be honoured to have you join the Lose Weight, Live Life Academy membership and coach with me. The programme offers different levels of support to suit you, including self-paced learning, twice-weekly calls, private coaching, an amazingly caring community, and lots more. Find out all the details about when and how you can join at www.thebestyou.coach/coaching.